Rabbosai, Beis Hashem, after we're finished, we're going to do a little bit of the Noyim Elimelech as we're preparing ourselves for our historic journey to the Lezhensk, to the Kever of the Noyim Elimelech. Those would like to join us in the front of the Beis Medrash for a few minutes after we finish. Later tonight, I believe Rabbi Lerner will be speaking, saying a Halacha Shir at 9:45. I do understand there are sometimes, there's conflict between what Rabbi Lerner says and Rabbi Wiener says. Rabbi Lerner is merely bringing up different types of halachic issues and saying different opinions. There is the Yeshiva's Pesach is Rabbi Wiener, as we're all familiar with, and I definitely think that it's definitely very stimulating and thought-provoking, and I think that people very much feel that that they learn a lot from the 9:45 shir. So I strongly encourage everyone to join. Now it is halacha shir, but Rabbi Gamliel was speaking about learning halacha. I believe he was referring to a halacha seder. Now we have a halacha seder in yeshiva right after davening, and it's the only seder that will guarantee you olam haba. It's the only seder is halacha seder. That's why we daf could put it right after shacharis. Because that's obviously the easiest time for a person to come to halacha seder, because he's at chakras anyway. So that's why we do it then. But I guess some people maybe didn't find their groove yet as far as halacha seder is concerned. There's no time like the present. I mean, Adar anyway is a time that it was neschadish halachas. It was neschadish dinim as far as the Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanot Lev Yoinim, all those things, all these new halachas that were said, we're learning actually Hilchas Chag. What we're learning in the front is the halachas of Purim, that was learning in the front of the Beis Medrash. But what Rav Gamliel was speaking about is that the Kabbalah Satayr is Mechayev extra diktuk and halacha, and knowing halacha, hopefully after Pesach we'll be doing Hilchas Shabbos, based on what Rav Gamliel spoke about, the importance of Hilchas Shabbos. But I'll call upon him, the importance of learning halacha is a guarantee that a person is going to get olam haba, no time like the present. So just want to give everyone a extra encouragement for that, that he could start off his day the olam haba way is by learning a little halacha seder right after davening. Okay, we're speaking here about in the sixth parak about the Inyan of Gaiva, the Halakha Piasetzner Rebbe. The Piasetzner Rebbe was known as the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto. He was the Rebbe, and he was there. There's a lot to be said about Piasetzner Rebbe vis-a-vis Poland. But this Sefer was written before the war, and the Machlas Hayeshus before the Churban. And he's speaking here about the problem that people have with ego, with the person feeling that the importance of what I have to say and who I am, and that how that's creating distance between him and his Rebbeim, distance between him and his parents, and it's a terrible thing. And he says that this is something that is causing a tremendous problem with chinuch, because of that they're not able to really embrace everything. All the beauty that there is in Yiddishkeit. Says the Rebbe on page Nun Hey, beginning of the parak is beginning of the paragraph is Lachem. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyeh B'Ra'im. Lachem to you, Lachem, ain't Trichem Lahazir. You are not the ones we have to warn about this. Al midorazu. Well, you're not the people we're talking about. We're talking about people that have this type of gaiva. We're not talking about people that are sitting here in the base medrash. We're talking about the people that are the backseat drivers, the Monday morning quarterbacks, the people that are not in yeshiva. We're talking about what? Oh, yeshiva's. Okay, someone that's here with us right now. We're not talking about that. You're not those people. Aval du'una. But still, you should know. Sha'a mishnah imeres. Me'oid, have shval ruach. Now that is really not such proper Hebrew. Me'oid, me'oid. What does that mean? Me'oid, me'oid. Very, very. Very, very, very is already. What is me'oid, me'oid, have shval ruach? Me'oid, have shval ruach. Mefarshim explain, Ma'oid Ma'oid Avi Shval Ruach is, a person should be very Shval Ruach and say, wow, that's like a little too much, isn't it? Nope. Ma'od, ma'od, even after your ma'od should be ma'od. That's ma'od. That's like ma'od, ma'od. That's what it means. Even your ma'od should be ma'od. That's how shval ruach you should be. That's how humble a person should be. Ma'od, ma'od, have a shval ruach. Ves hageyus trichim laharchik yoyser mikol hamidus rois. A person has gaiva. That is of something that you have to distance, you have to get rid of more than all the other bad midas. Even just a shade of it, even just a semblance of it shouldn't remain. Maybe there is amongst you someone that maybe doesn't have this type of guy, but that we're talking about up until now. That he's rebelling against his parents and his rebellion. Avol shemetz min hageyus bikiraboy. But there still is a shemetz. There still is a smidget inside of him. Biliboy einoy nichna lahem. In his heart, he's still not going to be machnia himself. He's not going to subjugate himself to them. Veino ma'aritz umaykir oisam vestifrayim. He doesn't respect. He doesn't value their words, them's in the words. Us, af im yodov ravloi lehisgaber al ro'as hageyus asher bo'i. Even if he's able to overcome the gaiva that he has inside of him, he's able to overcome it. Menei shemitzarohi, because he feels bad about it. Af sheshoymea lohem. He listens to what they say. And he's able to overpower himself. Ki'ilu, he's able to overcome it and listen. Mikol makayim, kivan shebelibo yeshus chazoko v'atzmius. He still has his own very strong opinion, and he feels I'm entitled to my opinion. I happen to disagree, but I'm going to listen anyway because I feel like I have to, because I feel like ke'even nimtza. It's like a stone. It's rock. Gamhu tzarech kibus urechitza. He also has to cleanse himself. He's got to flush that out. Adasher yitaher es liboy v'nafsho mikol avak geizu. He's got to get out even this type of gaifa. That's me'oid, me'oid shval ruach. There's one me'oid shval ruach is a person is listening. There's people that don't even listen. They're not even interested. They do their own thing. And there's people, even if they're listening, but they're still feeling like, I don't think it's the right thing, but I'm going to do it anyway because he told me to do it and I feel like I have to. It's also a gaifa. Got to get it with that also. Ma'oid ma'oid shval ruach. V'loy zu bilvad. Elo af mi shemisgoa neger chaveirov. Even a person that's not misgoa on his rebbeim. He's misgoa on his friends. Im besichloi asher yoyser chad mehem. Maybe because he feels that he's smarter than them. Sometimes people are misguided even if they have nothing really to be misguided about. They think that they're, you know, that they're the best at something. It's totally not. It's totally, totally off mark, gaiva. Rakstam misguided. Gamzois tziporne hayetzaharohu asher noatzboi ubenafsha. Yitzahara is digging in his nails into you. Shamea noes devarenu. Listen to our words. Bachur kazeh. If you are that type of person, you sometimes look at other people and you see that you're better than him, you feel like better than him. Kum maher, you get up quickly. Chazak v'hoitziyam imchas atal nafshecha. Get it out of you if you care about your nefesh. Rachetz v'tayer oisa im eina toroitze lahavish. If you don't want to spoil yourself, you don't want to be rotten. Chas v'sholom es kol yimei chayecha ad oilam. The rest of your life. So now, we have to speak a little bit about the midah of anava, and what's very important is we have to speak a little bit about the midah of self-confidence and the difference between being humble, being haughty, and self-confidence, because our generation very much suffers from a lack of self-confidence, and I believe that's really the next perek. In Perek HaShvi, he speaks about machalos hashiflus. There's a problem when people have a lack of self-esteem. He's not saying that a person shouldn't believe in himself. So what's the difference? And a lot of people, they get confused. They're trying to have self-confidence and they end up having gaiva. And a lot of people, that they think that they have humility and really they're just lacking self-confidence. So we have to try to understand that. Because one of the things Dachsuch, the Mashkiach Shlita, speaks about a lot, is important for a person to work on making sure that he has confidence and believing in himself and not to beat himself up and too much. So let's speak about it for a second. I believe that it is not a coincidence that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest man to walk on the face of the earth, the greatest man to walk on the face of the earth was Moshe Rabbeinu. I believe it is not a coincidence. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the biggest anav in history. Moshe Rabbeinu was called anav mikol adam. Anav mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was also like kam bi Yisrael kamoshe oid. There's never been anyone like Moshe. And the Rambam wants to give you an example of everyone could be Moshe. Could be Moshe. Kol echad mi Yisrael yachal liyos tzadik kimoy Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the pinnacle. Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest tzadik that ever lived. That's what the Rambam writes in Moira. Now every one of us can be that. Every one of us can be that. And we have to believe that. And the Rambam tells you that. You have to believe in yourself. That's self-confidence. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. He was the most humble person to walk on the face of the earth. I believe it's not a coincidence. I believe that a person accomplishes more the more he allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in control, the more he can accomplish. Moshe Rabbeinu, the more he said, it's not me, the more he was not taking credit for it, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to give him Hatzlocha and Bracha and all of that. The more Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see that everything is really Hashem, to the extent that the Shechina was medaberes mitoich groinoi shel Moshe. The Shechina spoke from inside of Moshe. You have to see yourself as such a zero to not totally freak out if there are voices coming out of your body. Because if it would happen to any of us, we would start going crazy. What in the world is going on? Something speaking from inside of me. But Moshe Rabbeinu realized, I'm nothing. I'm a nothing. Va'anachnu ma. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm nothing. What am I? And that's what anava means. I'll explain to you. Anava, I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he said, anava is Lashon ani. Anav and ani are the same Lashon. And ani doesn't have anything. Everything he has, someone gave him. And ani might be walking around with a nice shirt, but it was someone gave it to him. And ani might have a good meal, but someone gave it to him. It means la'anot, also means to answer. Oyna amen, we answer amen. You have to answer for everything. In other words, if a person looks at himself and he says, you know, I'm a handsome young man. Now if he says, well, that makes me feel better than him, so then he's not answering for that, it's mine. But if he realizes, I didn't make myself handsome. Hashem made me handsome. I mean, that's why I'm so much better looking than my brother is. I mean, we both come from the same mother and the same father, and yet Hashem decided to make me good looking. So that's Hashem. That's not me. And if a person's smart, he didn't make himself smart. Hashem made him smart. So he answers for everything. Hashem, this is you. He has a beautiful voice. Hashem, that's you. And everything. Hashem, that's you. Moshe Rabbeinu said, so what am I? I'm nothing. So nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak inside of him, and Moshe Rabbeinu was okay with that. And that's what allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to have Hashem in his life, and Hashem was allowing Moshe Rabbeinu to do everything, because all Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't taking credit for anything. Now, someone would think that that means Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hold of himself. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think that. If you'd ask Moshe Rabbeinu, are you the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth? Someone might say, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, no, not me. No, I'm nothing. I don't think he said that. I think Moshe Rabbeinu said, I am the greatest Navi in the history of mankind. I mean, he might not say it, but he knew it. He knew it 100%. He was, and I'll prove it to you. My proof is as follows. The Rambam writes Yud Gimel Ikrim. In the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, there's 13 things a person has to know. It says the Rambam, if you don't know these things, Ein Lecha Chelek Be'Elokei Yisrael, you don't have a Chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to Gan Eden, none of that stuff. You need these 13 things. They're very important. One of them is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi to ever live. Lo Kam Yisrael Ka Moshe Oid. That's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So I ask you, did Moshe Rabbeinu believe that he was the greatest Navi that ever lived? If he didn't, so the Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eilu Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael. He doesn't go to Gan Eden, he doesn't go to Ezra Elam Haba. How could that be? How could that be? And I think the answer has to be, he knew, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. He's the greatest Navi in the history of mankind. He knew that. He said, I am. It's true. But that's from Hashem. It's not me. It's from Hashem. Everything's from Hashem. It's all gifts. Everything's a gift. And if a person realizes it's a gift, so then he doesn't get gaivadik about it. That's what it means. So a person has to believe, Bishvili nivra ha'ilam, Hashem created the entire world for me. I'm very important. A person has to believe that he could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. He could accomplish tremendous things in this world. But realize that all of it is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to stay humble. So therefore, a person has to try as much as he can to be a humble person. V'loma be'emes tisnasu chaverim yikarim ze al ze. Why in truth? Should one of us in any way feel like more haughty than the other? That we're bigger than the other, better than the other. Loma loy takiru es atzmechem es chavereichem. Why don't we see ourselves and our friends as if we're angels, pure angels, part of Hashem's legions. Legions. In other words, a person can look himself as there's competition. It's me against him. Who's going to do better, me or him? You can see that as competition. Or a person can see himself as part of a team. When a person's rowing a canoe together with someone else, there's the one in the front and there's the one in the back. He's not trying to row faster than the other guy or trying to see who's better. We're on the team. We might try to row better than the other canoe that's next to us, but we're all on the same team. We're in the same boat. We're trying to encourage each other. Let's go. We're working together. We're in this together. A person looks at it that way. So then it's not competition. We're part of Tzvokos Hashem. Asher Sholach Lo'olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to this world. Lekov Shoy Lema'anoi. He wants us to conquer the world. We have a mission. We are part of an army. And when a person's in an army, there's a tremendous amount of camaraderie that exists in an army. A person gets into the bunkers together, they're there in the foxhole, and there's tremendous camaraderie that's created. When a person, even people that don't necessarily have a lot in common, one of the greatest masmidim from America was a yid by the name of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, the talmidim that are in our shir have heard a lot from him this man. His sefer on kedushin, Shir Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, tremendous, tremendous masmid. He was a rashiv in Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. Torah was like mamish, everything for him, everything. He was a person that, like, there's many stories about like his hasmada that went above and beyond, like what most of us would consider like normal. He was drafted into the American Army. He was there during the time of the war. And when he was in the army, he used to hide. They used to have these very big soup vats. He would hide in the vat with a flashlight and learn. Because we could get like some peace and quiet. He's a super masmid. Torah was like mamish, everything for him. He was sitting in the front of the Beis Medrash in Baltimore. Neir Yisrael is a very, very big Beis Medrash. And he's sitting there in the front of the Beis Medrash learning, and when he learns, like the whole world, you know, everything else, like just disappeared. And this big African-American guy walks into the Beis Medrash in Neir Yisrael. I heard this story from my brother who learned in Neir Yisrael. Big, big, you know, not Nissan Black. You know, he was like, you know, like he was sticking to his roots, this guy. You know what I mean? This was like this big black guy did not belong in the Beis Medrash. That's my point. The guy didn't belong in the Beis Medrash. I was trying to figure out, what's he doing here? And he walks up to the front of the Beis Medrash, like standing like right in front of Rav Kolevsky. Everyone's nervous. What's going on? And Rav Kolevsky's oblivious. He's just sitting there learning, you know. And then he belts out, Kolevsky! And Rav Kolevsky looks up and he sees this big black guy. And then he recognizes him. And he says, Robinson! Robinson! And the two of them give this big hug. Who was he? He was someone in the platoon with Rabbi Kolevsky. They were in the army together. They were in the same platoon. They were part of the same team. They were in the same boat. Now, these people had nothing in common. Nothing. Except for the fact that we're working together. And that can create a camaraderie. That can create that you feel a connection with people. And why don't we see ourselves that way? We're all on the same team. I mean, there's different ways, there's different degrees. You could start with your chavrusa. Sometimes people, it becomes like this, like competition, like my pshat's right, your pshat right. And sometimes, you know, even you know your chavrusa's pshat right, but you have to like prove him that you're right because you're not going to let him be right. So then you're arguing anyway. It's like, why does it have to be competition? We're in this together. Or someone in the same shir. Or someone in the same yeshiva. This is all us. This is all us. We're boys. Or even all Bachrim and all yeshivas. Why does it have to be our yeshiva against their yeshiva? Why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be that type of, you know, we're better than you are, no. Why do we have to do that for? Why can't we just all be like working together? And I'm very happy for you that your yeshiva is where you need to be right now. Great, you do that. You know, you guys can hold up the rear. We got the front. That's good. Or we got the rear, you got the front. Whatever it is. We're all in this together. It's all good. There are yeshivas that are better than our yeshivas as far as, you know, people say they're learning more hours. It is. There's yeshivas that are worse than us. That's cool. It's good. I'm good with all of them. It's good. We can be good. We're wherever we're supposed to be. You know, and we're just trying to work together as a team and make this happen. Let's work on some achdus. And that is very much the theme of Adar. Sheshanas Yaakov tzahalu v'samecha b'roisam yachad tcheilas Mordechai. Yachad should be achdus. Yachad, come together. One of the things that Purim is mesugel for achdus, is for coming together. Aleph Dor, Ador is Aleph Dor, is one, is coming, is uniting, trying to bring us together. And there are people, there's a lot of times there's tremendous achdus that can happen through Ador, during the month of Ador. If a person is focused on it, there's Rahman al-Atslan, is opposite can happen. People can get into fights on Purim, people can end up in jail on Purim. Terrible things can happen on Purim. But we have to try to make focus that it's going to be a time when achdus, when we're all together. You know, and that's part of Shalach Manas Ish L'Re'eyu, is we're sharing food together. We're all part of the same, we're working together. There's no competition in Klal Yisrael. Ru'una Eloike Hashemayim Va'aretz. Look at Hashem, Shemayim Va'aretz. B'shem Hashem Tzivakos Nikra. How's Hashem called? What's Hashem's name? He's the God of legions. Tzivakos is like an army. Tzava. Tzivakos. K'loim Hashem Shal HaChelos is the Shem of the soldiers. Ve'ein Zecheilos Yesh La'Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olam Hazeh. Who are Hashem's soldiers? Asher Al Shemam Nikra. Hashem calls himself on their name. Who is his army? Who's fighting for him? Bishoshes palo sheyiten Hashem lo ben. Chana davent Hashem. She wanted a son. So what did she call HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'izkiru bepam arishon Hashem tzivokos b'tfilosa. He called Hashem the Shem of the host, the Shem of all of the armies. Chachaminu zechon levracha amru. Shekivno b'shem hazeh leimer. Why did she choose this name? She was saying, Ribbono shel olam, mikol tzvei tzvois shebarasa b'olamecha. You have so many legions. You have so many soldiers. Kasha beinecha sheititein li beinechad. Can I have a child that can be part of your army? Kvaroyim bazeh sakol. Atem na'arei u'bachuri Yisrael. Tzvois v'chayoloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atem. You are the army, the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'ben echad mitzvois elu biksho Chana. Chana wanted she should have one of the children like you that's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what she wanted. Kamo malachim b'moroim. Just like there's angels on high. Atem tohirei ha'nefesh lefanav you. Pure of heart in front of him. Esa olam lema'anoi tichbishu. You have to conquer this world for Hashem. V'oisa yisboruch v'tamlichu. And be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And we're his warriors. Loi becherev, loi bechonis. Not with a spear, not with a sword. Rak beruach Hashem asher bekir bechem. With your spirit. Am segula, am kodosh bechem ta'aminu. You have to bring this nation to Kedusha. Davin and learn. V'al yodchem es oiro yoyir. The light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu should shine. V'es oilem kedusha so yachtish. And the world should be filled with his Kedusha. V'lomatis go. Why should you have haughtiness, distance, heart from heart? If by doing that you're not winning. We're in this together. We're in the same boat, and we want to win this war. We want to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to help if we're going to start thinking that we're better than anyone else. Kvar Omer Hashem Ala Mizgoa. Hashem says, I can't be together with him. Someone that has haughtiness, away. I can't go close to him. We're trying to bring Hashem here. And a person that has gaiva, kilu doichek es ragle ashchina. Atem talmidim tohire leif. Ehevu ze'eze. Love each other. Hizaru v'divrei ha-mishna sho'emeres. You should be careful with what the Mishnah says. You covet chavercha, chaviv alecha, kishelcha. The honor of your friend should be as precious to you as your own. And it shouldn't be that you feel you're forcing yourself to like care about someone. Someone that really only loves himself. But because he feels obligated, and he feels that he's commanded. He's forcing himself. He shouldn't hate his friend. Like he's giving some sort of donation. He really loves himself, but I'll give to. That's not going to get you anywhere. It has to be real love. It has to be because you have to know and you have to remember. We are all shluchei Hashem. No one can say I'm by myself here. My friend is not important. Shum davar loy bechem tala. Nothing depends on you. Rak b'meshaleach eschem. Asher b'morim. We are all a shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshaleach. We're all a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atem v'kol koichachem ta'avdu v'elokeichem Hashem tzivokos shalachem es echon mikem ya'ale v'yagdil v'im beruchnis v'im begufnis kefi avodasoi. Everyone's got his own job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us all. We all have our own shlichus. And if we see ourselves as being all part of this, so that a person doesn't hate that. You know, there's different parts of me that work better than other parts. Different parts of me that work better. I have bad ankles, as I'm sure some of you know, that my ankles plague me. And I'm always trying to find comfortable shoes. I'm wearing ankle braces all the time. My ankles are, it's a real pain. But I don't hate my ankles. That would be ridiculous, because my ankles are me. It's part of me. So you don't hate part of you. Right? Some's working better than others. That's true. And try to get it together. I'm trying to find if I could hopefully find the right shoe, and then I could perform better as a whole. So if there's part of Klal Yisrael that's not doing so well, or whatever it might be, so you can't hate them because we're on the same team. We're working together. This is all Ish Echad Belev Echad Beroisam Yachat Cheles Mordechai. We're in this together. Let's do this together. And maybe there's weaker and stronger. Every person's got his shlichus. Every person's got his job. When I first went to the foot doctor about my ankles, so he gave me those insoles. You know those. You know they had those. They were orthotics. They had to make them orthotics. I hate those orthotics. So he gave me the orthotics, and I'm like, okay. They're not going to be ready for another couple of days. I was in terrible pain. I said, like, what should I do until now? What should I do for, like, he said, walk on your hands. So I'm like, you can't walk on your hands. You need your ankles. You need them. So maybe they're not doing a great job. You got to deal with them. You know, so every person's got his shlichus. We need everyone. Everyone here is important. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is important. The ones that are doing better, the ones that are doing worse. We try to, like, cut people out. Like, okay, I'm going to have nothing to do with him. Forget him, okay? That's not going to work. Because we are not going to do what we need to do until the entire team comes together. That's why we're compared to a Sefer Torah. Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribu Oiseis La Torah. 600,000 letters in the Torah. If you're missing one letter, it's puzzle. It's puzzle. So we can't say, I don't need you. We need everyone. We need each other. And every person has his tachlis. Now, there are some people that their tachlis is the letter Yud. It's the teeny little letter. Some people, there's a tachlis letter Lamed. Nice, big letter. Everybody's got his own tafkid. So I don't know what your tafkid is, but I know you have a tafkid. So every person, many times we have seen. One person, he's so smart. Because he was gaiva, got nowhere. Some people, even if they did learn a lot of Torah, and they got all like high on their horse, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashpil them. We've seen a lot of people. When they were younger, nothing exceptional. The Adire Yisrael begat lusam. And they became Adir, the cedars of Israel. We spoke about on Friday night about the little Yud that went airborne. The Nasiim had a shmidget of Gaiva, because Baruch Hu took away their Yud. The Yud is the little Yid that can go airborne. He could fly. So a person can't have Gaiva over anyone. You never know where people are going to end up. You never know who's going to be. You can't know. And we're all in this together. Beis Hashem, l'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zecher that this year, the year of Adar, we should bring unity. To start small, but Beis Hashem, it's contagious. Start with our chavrusa, start with our shir, start with our yeshiva, start with our friends, and Beis Hashem will be zoche that will bring achtos, and will be zoche to bring the yom hu yi Hashem echad u'shmo echad, Mashiach tzikeinu b'mherev, amen.